Hi there, my name's Ross Crawford and welcome to the Redditch Standard Podcast. Here making a return visit to the podcast, we have none other than the council leader himself, Councillor Matt Dormer, who has kindly agreed to join us. You were up at 4 o'clock in the morning, weren't you? Is that right?
Yeah, I've had a little busy night with the fire service, but yeah, nothing too drastic.
Nothing too drastic. No, all's well. The eyes are open.
Yeah.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I don't know about that.
And you're here to talk about, well, as readers will and listeners will know, on last week's front page, we had news that the council has been served with a Section 24 notice by the auditors. Do you want to tell us what this Section 24 notice is, Matt?
Yeah, so basically we've got to save some money, you know. We've got to save, I think, £1.2 million this year, with a total of £1.5 million over the 3 years. So that's not 1.2 plus the 1.5, it's 1.5 over 3 years. But the key year is this first year, which is £1.2 million. We haven't got reserves to cover, so hence the Section 25 notice.
Okay, and how did, I mean, this couldn't have just suddenly happened. How did all this red ink occur?
No, I think this has been bobbing around on its way for a couple of years, probably a bit longer than that, if I'm really honest. The council's got to make some very tough decisions, I think. You know, we've got to balance the books. We've got to get back in the black. And we've got to make a few hard decisions, you know. Yes, it's been on the cards for a few years, but I think this is the first budget that has been our budget this year. We have a balanced budget for this year, I hasten to add. And last year's budget was a budget I inherited, so, you know, not a lot I could do there. But we are fully aware. We have, I wouldn't say a plan, but we have a suite of ideas that we're going to use. And we will make it through and, you know, yeah, we'll be fine.
The council has suffered from, I think your colleague, Councillor David Thane, said something like, you've lost £7 million in government grants over
that's
the last
correct.
Few years.
Yeah, that's correct. That's the revenue support grant, I think that was £1.4 million. New homes bonus, which up to last year was £2.8 million. There's another £0.75 million we're going to lose this year as well. And Section 31 money, which is £2.1 million. So that's what we've lost over the last few years. So it takes a lot of recovering. It really does. So we can't keep tightening the belt. We're going to pop at some point.
Now, listeners are going to be worried that you know, there's going to be a sudden increase in council tax. Is that going to happen?
No. The maximum any council without a referendum can put the council tax up year on year is 3%. Most councils put it up 3%. That barely covers inflation. So I don't think anybody needs to worry about things like that. It's, you know, I think last year we were a bit shy on how much we put ours up. But we will have to look at taking the maximum each year now until this is put right. But okay. It's not a huge rise. It really isn't. I think it's about £5 a household.
£5 per year?
I think it's per week, isn't it?
Per
month? No.
No, it shouldn't be a week.
Per year.
Yeah. It's something like that.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a suite of ideas.
Yes.
What's kicking around? Are there some quick wins you can get?
There's always quick wins. We can stop doing the nice things that we don't have to do. I don't want to do that if we can help it. I think there are some services that we provide that we massively subsidise or we do for nothing. I think those services we've got to look at. We've got to take a commercial view. And we either raise the prices to a normal level rather than keep subsidising them. And make sure that whatever we do is commercially viable. So, yeah, there are quick wins, but we will look to maintain the services we're delivering first and foremost. If things have to go, things have to go.
And I know, I mean, we've got the Morton Stanley Festival.
We have, yes.
On the horizon.
Yeah.
It's a free event.
It's a free event.
And last week in Solihull, I don't know if you're aware, there was the Solihull music event. They had bands like the Human League and, of course, the Proclaimers, a great Scottish band, but they had the Proclaimers on as well. But, you know, a basic ticket was 50 quid there, rising up to £90.
Yeah, which is, you know, that's fine. If you're going to attract that kind of bands to play there, or if you're going to pay them to play there, if it's in the sort of park that is... so it's got like an in and an out so that you can police who comes and goes. That way you can charge for a ticket. Places like Morton Stanley, there's that many entrance points. You know, there's that many places that you can enter that people are just going to come for free. And yeah, we don't want to go down that road. I think that would be a separate idea if it were. But again, picking up on the Morton Stanley, I think that has to pay for itself. At the moment, it's subsidised by the council quite heavily. We're going to have to look for sponsorship. We're going to have to look for partners to get engaged with us and help us so that we can keep affording to do these things.
Yeah, because it's an incredibly popular event.
Yes,
isn't it?
It is very popular. Yeah, yeah.
And I know we always get letters of complaint about the noise from the festival, but I think there's a lot of goodwill as well because there's an awful lot of local bands playing.
That's correct. It's a good platform for them to kind of kick on a bit. Yes, we do get a few complaints. It's only for 2 days. It's once a year. It's not like it's every few weeks, but you know, we do try and do our best to limit any sort of complaints and, you know, nuisance to the public if we can help it.
Yeah. Now some might think that the council hasn't been its own, has been its own worst enemy even, because obviously earlier this year you all gave yourselves a bit of a pay rise in your council allowances, and you've handed out £5,000 each to each councillor to give to various good causes.
Yeah.
In the town. I mean, that's 150 grand straight off, isn't it?
Yeah, plus other money that gets given away on top of that. I think, like you said earlier, there are quick wins. You know, if that was a decision that had to be made, then obviously it's a lot of money to save in one hit, really. Again, I don't really want to do that, but we are one of the few councils that gives away grants. A lot of councils don't bother. Even though we've done it that particular way this time by handing out 5,000 per councillor, it's still an actual reduction on what we were giving away. So we tried to save a bit of money, but we'll have to wait and see with that.
Now we've been talking about the niceties, really, you know, the things that happen, you know, for the general public. But if we get to the nitty-gritty and the actual running of the council itself, who's keeping an eye on the running of the council? Who's looking at the checks and balances of the...
We have a fantastic finance team. Absolutely fantastic. And believe me when I say none of this is their fault at all. I think the downside of probably the council, probably not as a whole, but, well, yeah, we're running some really old computer systems, you know, things that are 30 years old in
some
cases.
You're getting a new one in, though.
We're getting a new computer system in, yes. The old systems are very labour-intense, so they're having to produce manual spreadsheets, and that takes hours and hours and hours. This new system, you press a button, and it's generated for you. So,
isn't it going to cost twice as much as you originally thought?
Yes, I think it's costing more than we originally thought. But I think what we were purchasing at first, by the time we'd got around to it, was almost obsolete. So we've gone for something that's a bit more future-proof. I don't see the sense in spending a load of money that you're probably going to have to spend a load more on upgrading it in the near future. So what we've got is, like I said, future-proof. And There'll be other systems that we will need to use to run the housing and to run other parts of the council. They will all be able to bolt on to this finance system, which again will speed up every process and reduce the amount of labour required.
That word, reduce the amount of labour, are we looking at redundancies down
there? No. I say it like that because it can take a lot of man hours. A lot of people are working a very, very long hours sometimes to produce reports. They'll be able to produce them in half the time. So,
yeah. So we're looking at an overall reduction, you know, a freeze on staff recruitment and things like that?
We've currently done that, yeah. We have quite a few vacancies in the council, but that's all been frozen now because this is a massive priority to us. We've got to resolve this issue. We've got 8 to 9 months to sort this out, and we can do it.
You mentioned a suite of ideas. What else is kicking around?
Oh, there's all kinds of things. Nothing I really want to discuss at present. But yeah, we have a lot of ideas. Yeah, I've spoke about a few. We've got to be more commercially viable. We are currently making commercial purchases within the council. That comes from a separate pot of money. So I don't want people thinking that we're going out spending the money. But It's a separate part of money we're allowed to borrow, but the revenue can go into the running of the council. So we spend that money to create more revenue, if you like, which that helps massively. Yeah.
Okay. So could you expand on that, or aren't you prepared to do so?
No. We are currently looking at things. I can't speak about them. I really can't. Give it a few months and these should come to fruition. So,
okay. Well, I hope when you look at the nice things, I hope you don't get rid of them all, because there's some free events in Redditch.
People really appreciate. Yeah, I think one of them is the bike event, isn't it? That's a fantastic event. We've had a quote for next year. I think they want something like 75,000, and that's with streaming as well. I think we've got to look at sponsors for that. That's got to be paid for outside the council. That's something we've always funded. So we're going to look to get that 100% sponsored this time, which we're starting work on now, rather than leaving it till the last minute.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because too often it's not until the spring that you start thinking about them.
Can't be doing that. No, there's some big companies in the town. They're keen to support the council. They're keen to get involved. So if someone like Halfords happens to be listening, then it makes sense if they were to get on board, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the strange things about Halfords, because the headquarters are here.
Exactly.
The actual role that they play in the town.
Exactly.
It's quite small, isn't it?
Wouldn't it be great to be Redditch to be called the Halfords leg of the tour series, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I hope you're listening out there, Halfords, up there on Igneald Street Drive. Okay, is there anything else you want to say about the council finances?
I can't imagine
there are.
No. I think less said, soonest mended.
Okay, but you've got a few months to sort it out, haven't you?
We have, yeah. We've got 9 months to sort it out. We're already well underway. Like I said, we've known about it since we took control. So we have been putting things in place to enable us to get through this, yeah. Which we will. I'm very confident of that, as are all of us.
Yeah, and it's the same with local authorities up and down the country.
Yeah.
We're not a Northamptonshire County Council,
no,
are we?
No, we're way off that, yeah.
Yeah.
Way off that.
Okay, Matt, thanks for coming in and talking about the financial situation of our poor old council. They need to save £1.2 million in the next financial year and £1.5 million. This is assuming there are no more cuts in grant, of course.
There's no more surprises, eh?
Yeah,
we'd
no
love
more
that.
Surprises.
A few years with no surprise would be lovely.
Thanks for that, and I know you're going to stick around because we want to talk about some good things happening in Redditch. For instance, the Redditch bid.
Yes, that's a good success.
And some exciting things happening on the BMX track. But first of all, we're going to go across to Claire, who's going to tell us all about what's happening in Redditch this weekend. Over to you, Claire.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Ross. Yes, we've got some fun things to look forward to this weekend in the Redditch area. Starting off on Friday, the 2nd of August, this is something fun to take the kids to. Medieval sword drills and military training at Forge Mill Needle Museum. There are two sessions, one at 11:30 a.m. and the other at 2:30 p.m. And this is all to do with Bordesley Abbey being under attack. Will your kids help defend the monks who live there? It all sounds like great fun. Get all the details on their website, forgemill.org.uk. Then on Friday evening, Over Atlantic will be providing live music at Metis, the HDA Sports Club in Redditch, B976PB is the postcode via SatNav. And if you haven't seen them perform before, think live and loud, classic and modern rock and pop. They're great fun. Moving on to Saturday, the 3rd of August, it's the 42nd annual show of the North Worcestershire Fuchsia Society. This is also going to be going on all day on Sunday, and it's all happening at De Beers on the Worcester Road in Kidderminster. Hopefully we'll have some representatives from Redditch going to that. And if you want more information or details, give the organiser a call on 01905 821 297. Then a couple of ideas for your Saturday night. Rick Lamb will be performing at the Black Tap in Redditch on Saturday night. Great artist there. There's also a comedy night going on at the Ulster Guide and Scout HQ in Ulster on Saturday, 7pm until 10:30pm. And this is featuring the black comedy duo Dandy, who I'm told are hilarious. Haven't seen them, but I've heard really good things. Or if you're in the mood for some live music and a boogie on Saturday night, head on over to the Oust House, as it's the Jaguars Jukebox Gold Night happening over there. The Oust House, redditch.co.uk, has all the details. Moving on to Sunday, the 4th of August, there's a classic car show happening at Wootton Warren Social Club, B95 6AY is the postcode for your sat-nav. You'll be able to feast your eyes on a variety of old, classic and unique cars and other vehicles. That's all kicking off from 12 noon and it's free entry, and they tell me the bar is open all day. I don't know why they're telling me that, but sounds good to me. Also on Sunday, this is a fun thing to do, especially for all you bikers out there. It's the Duck Run, where everyone gets on their motorbikes, and it's all in aid of the Midland Freewheeler Blood Bikers, meeting at the Dog Pub, the Harvester in Studley, B87DR is the postcode, at 10am for a leisurely ride into Henley and Arden, Stratford-upon-Avon, and finishing at the Fish Inn. It's a great group of guys and girls, and it's all for a great cause. And of course, it wouldn't be a full weekend without ending Sunday with Alan's Charity Quiz Night happening at the Bell Inn in Aswerbank. 9pm start there on Sunday night. And just a few things to mention for next week for your diary. On Tuesday, the 6th of August, Roll Up the Circus is coming to town. Yes, it's the John Lawson's Summer Circus at Webb's in Wychbold. A fab day for the whole family with lots of fun there. Get all the details on webbsdirect.co.uk. And another fun day for the kids is on Wednesday, the 7th of August, as there's a street theatre happening at Winnie Eights Shopping Centre. B98ONR is the postcode. And there's going to be displays, children's activities with Wonder Woman, Fat Matt, glamper drumming, animal mania, face painting, craft activities, a bouncy castle, Lego workshops, the list goes on and on. It all kicks off there at 11am until 3pm, and it's free, so you can't beat that, can you? Anyway, have a lovely weekend, everyone, and remember, if you have an event going on, let us know so we can let everyone in Redditch know. Back to you in the studio, Ross.
You're listening to the Redditch Standard Podcast because you have impeccable taste.
Thanks, there, Claire. Loads going on in Redditch this weekend. And we're back with Councillor Matt Dormer. God, I nearly forgot your surname there. And you've got it written
please
across
don't.
Your chest. And thanks for sticking around for the news section. Donor cards.
Yes.
The law is changing next year, 2020. Where there'll be a presumption to donate if the worst happens and somebody is fatally injured, and there'll be a presumption that their organs could be taken to help other people. Yeah. Are you a donor card carrier?
I am a donor card carrier. I'm glad this is what's happening now. I think it's a long time coming. I think it should be more onus on the person to say that they don't want to donate, and people should be automatically donors, really. If the chances of saving somebody else's life with organs, then I'm all for it.
Yeah,
I just think you need every chance possible.
Absolutely. And this comes a few weeks ago. We featured in the newspaper the story of Jim Linsky, a young man from Studley who died aged 23 whilst waiting for a heart transplant. Yeah.
He set up a Save Nine Lives charity because they say that the organs from somebody can save nine lives, can help.
Up to nine lives, yeah.
Yeah, which is amazing. But the important thing is, they say, you may decide to donate your organs in the event of the worst happening, but you've got to tell your loved ones those are your wishes.
Yes.
So the wife and kids, they know about you, do they?
They do, yeah. Yeah, they do.
Right. Okay, well, we hope it doesn't come to that, of course. But it's
really hope.
It's such an important thing, and there are thousands of people in this country waiting for kidney transplants and heart transplants and corneas, everything. Okay, moving on to something. Well, again, on Saturday, we've got to publicise this, on Saturday at the BMX track in Redditch, we're back on Icknield Street Drive, opposite the Halfords HQ, there's a very special event happening to raise money for a guy called Stephen Murray. Stephen Murray helped set up the Redditch BMX track, which is worth stating was the very first in the country, Redditch BMX track.
Was.
And he went on to fantastic things in the United States. He went out to California when he was 18 years old. He won gold medals in the X Games and the Gravity Games back in the early 2000s. But then tragedy struck and he suffered a freak accident and now he's confined to a wheelchair. He's now back in Worcestershire and there's going to be this fantastic games with tricks and racing and everything else happening on Saturday in Redditch at 1 o'clock. Are you a BMX fan?
I am a fan. I'm an X Games fan. I love watching all of that. Don't want to take part in it though. But
it's terrifying. Yeah, isn't it?
It scares the life out of me. So, but no, I do enjoy watching it. I think it's great fun. It looks really hard, really dangerous, but great fun.
Yeah, I think it's the adrenaline push.
It is. Yeah, yeah.
And I chatted to Stephen yesterday, and he was saying, I mean, you've got a daughter who plays football, haven't you?
I have. Yes. Yeah.
And he was sort of equaling out, saying, how can you advise parents to take, to let their children take up BMX when you've suffered this sort of injury? And he's going, well, you get in a car. You don't know if you're going to arrive at your destination, do you, in one piece?
No.
You play football. Anything could happen.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And sometimes you just got to put yourself out there and do what you want to do.
Yeah. You can't live at home in cotton wool all your life, can you?
No, you can't.
No.
You can't. And it's worth pointing out that Stephen's injury was a freak injury, but it's going to be a fantastic event.
Yeah.
On Saturday, are you hoping to go along, Matt?
Yeah. I shall make every effort to get there.
Fantastic. And I think it's £5 to get in.
Yeah.
And all money raised will go to help Stephen. And finally,
yes,
but very importantly, Redditch bid. Revitalise Redditch has successfully, but I think it was 90% of businesses backed the Revitalise Redditch Business Improvement Development
District
plans, which will bring £200,000 a year.
Yeah.
But you'd love that money, wouldn't you, Matt?
Straight in the cans would be nice, yeah. But now the money goes to help revitalise the town centre, doesn't it? So, which is great news, I think.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We took part as the Redditch Standard because we're based in the town centre and we're all for it. What do you think it means for Redditch?
It's a fantastic win for Redditch, really. I know there's a lot of towns that have taken part in this, but to get ours across the line so overwhelmingly is fantastic.
I think Kidderminster failed at the first attempt, didn't
they?
And they had to redo theirs.
Yeah. They did all right in the Future High Street Fund, though, didn't they?
Oh, we don't want to mention that, do we? Because Redditch lost out at the first round. Fell at the first hurdle. But yeah, that's a blow as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think less said there, the better. The
yeah, side. less said. But obviously, the Borough Council, it's a major landowner. And you took part in the bid yourself, as the council. So. I think it's all headed by Ken Williams at the moment, but then a board's got to be elected.
Yeah, we've got to elect a board, choose a chairman and everything, and then see how best to spend the money to regenerate the town.
Yeah, and the great thing about a bid is that with, all due respect to the council, it's going to be business-led as well.
It is going to be business-led, and that's how it should be. A bit like the LEPs, really, should be business-led. and not political.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, we won't mention the LEP either.
No, probably best. After last week. I don't even know why I did.
With your declaration that Redditch is better off in Greater Birmingham's Solihull local enterprise partnership,
yep,
rather than the Worcestershire one, which yep, again we featured in last week's paper. But that's all water under the bridge now, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah. It's all water under the bridge. And what we've got to look for is the future and
yep,
how you cope with getting through this
yeah,
situation you've got.
Yeah, we'll cope, we'll get through. It won't slow us down in other things. This is merely the money for the running of the council. When it comes to the Unlock Redditch and regenerating the district centres and everything else, that's a different way of being funded. So we'll still crack on with everything else.
Yeah, that's right. We should have mentioned that, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
The Matchburn Wynyates redevelopment.
Yeah.
They're going to carry on, aren't they?
Everything will carry on, yeah. The train station, everything else we've spoken about in the past, it will all carry on.
And it's still two centres?
It's still two centres.
That's it, Wynyates and Matchburn. Okay, well, that's good to know. Yeah. Good to know you heard it here.
Yeah.
And so the sort of unlocking Redditch in yes, inverted commas programme is still trundling on.
It will still trundle on, yeah. We'll have to refocus ourselves and our efforts on, like I said earlier, balancing the books and making sure that the council is run and kept in the black. But it won't slow us down with everything else.
Yeah, I think the phrase you used was everything's got to wash its face.
Everything has got to wash its face, yeah. That's a phrase I do like.
Yeah. Okay, well, Matt, thanks for coming in once again.
Pleasure.
And explaining everything for us. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And, well, all I can say is my name's Ross Crawford. I'm the editor of the Redditch Standard. You can contact me at ross.crawford@bullivantmedia.com or at editor@redditchstandard.co.uk. You can call me on 01527 588 697. And look out for your news updates at www.redditchstandard.co.uk. Thanks to Claire for doing all our entertainments. And for Matt Dormer for coming in today. And we'll see you next week. Bye for now.